Welcome to the Quest of Fishing Adventures podcast, Chapter 4. Welcome back to another Quest Fishing Adventures podcast. I hope that you are doing well. And if you're new here, welcome. I appreciate you dropping in. And hopefully you'll stay to the end and hopefully you'll stay for another one or two podcasts after this one. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I didn't think I would find myself fishing Atkins Lake again so soon as my last few sessions down here. The plan was to be honest with you, was to stay on Lily's Lake and, you know, start getting the bait in there and start getting the fish going. But this weather that we've had this last like month or so has completely, it's ruined the fishing. No carp are coming out of Lily's Lake at all. No one's catching them there. Definitely the harder waters around where I'm fishing, there's not many carp coming out at all. So, I mean, you could argue that, you know, I'm being a bit of a lightweight and maybe I should just see it out and stay on there and, you know, and persist with it. But I needed to get a bend in the rod. So I've decided to come back down on Atkins Lake to try and get a bend in the rod. Now, to be honest with you, I did start recording this episode bankside, which is what I normally do. But for some reason, it's not recorded it. So I've actually finished this session. I'm actually home. So I know what happens. God, I sound like an idiot sometimes. So I met Alex down here or there after work. Decided that we were only going to fish till around about 9 o'clock. I got down there just about 6 o'clock. Alex had not got there long before that. And on this particular lake, I've talked about it a few times before, you can only fish these three swims in when it gets dark. You're not allowed to night fish it apart from these three swims. So we already knew we'd be in one of these three swims if no one else was there. But luckily, no one else was there. So Alex has got, out of the three swims there, Alex has got a particular swim that he likes going in, which suits me down to the ground, because his favourite swim out of them night fishing swims is not my favourite swim. My favourite swim is the swim next to the swim that I normally fish in the day down the bottom end of the lake where I can get to the spot. And I talk about the spot quite a few times when I fish this lake. And I tend to, when I fish this lake, tend to fish the bottom end with on the spot or fish the top end of the lake. And there's a spot there as well. But the spot is just awesome. It's done me so many carp in the past. And it's, at times it almost feels like a banker for me to go down there and catch carp on. So luckily, Alex obviously went in his favourite swim. I decided to go in that swim. So you can only fish two rods on this lake. Unfortunately, can't fish three rods. But that's just the way it is sometimes. So anyway, kind of like going on a bit too much here. So let's kick off with the session. So got down there. Alex is already there in his swim. I've got my first rod out. So I've basically gone in the swim next door to where I just said, where I wanted to go in, and I bushwhackered my first rod out in front of me. On that, I put basically some crushed up SLK, bug, and krill boilies with some whole boilies in the top. Not many at all. Literally, probably about five or six whole boilies. And then on top of that one, I fished an inline 4 ounce lead with a SLK pop-up on a spinner rig on that. So I pushed it out, pushed it to the far margin. The fish in this lake, certainly down this end of the lake, love that margins along there. They really do. And there's a particular spots on there, which I obviously fish on, I catch fish on, that they just love it. So I literally pushed that one out there, dropped it down in the margins just there, and set my other rod up. Exactly the same again. But this one actually decided to actually try and fish my pop-up sweetgorn rig that I use on Lily's Lake. I wanted to give that a go. Obviously not had a carp on that for a while. So I just wanted to get a bit of confidence, or try and get a bit of confidence back in the rig again, just to prove to myself that it does work. So I thought I'd go with that. So that literally is exactly the same again. 4 ounce inline lead on a spinner rig with my pop-up, one pop-up bit of sweetgorn. As I was making the rig up or putting the rig on, Alex was pretty much just taking the mick out of me, saying, "Well, you're going to be catching bream and roach on that today." And I was like, "Yeah, probably will. But I want to give it a go, Alex, for the reasons I just told you guys." So, yet again, bushwhacker again. Oh, my God. I've said this many times, and I will repeat myself many times going forward on this, just for like new people that come along, and just because I just think it's just one of the best bits of equipment out there. Since I got the bushwhacker, and I was really fortunate enough, I got the bushwhacker pretty much when it came out. Literally, I saw a video on it advertising it, and I just knew then that was for me. So literally, as soon as it came out, I got one. That's when it was £150. Yes, it was £150 for 15 meters when it first came out. And you could buy the extra 1.5 meter sections for £10. So instantly I bought basically the bushwhacker and 5 sections straight away to give me that extra distance. But since I've got it, it has put so many fish on the bank. And now I'm not affiliated with Nash at all in the slightest, but I have to say that is an awesome bit of kit. I just love the bait presentation it gives you. You can stealthily drop a bait down to get it into like nuts and crannies where you can't cast in, and literally just drop your bait nice and quiet on top. So many times I've pushed that out, dropped it, and had a run while I'm bringing it back in. Absolutely awesome bit of kit. So yeah, both of them been bushwhacked out in this session. So got all the bait in there again, crushed. That's exactly the same as I won. Put the bait in, started to push it out. Probably pushed it about 4-3 sections out, and my right-hand side rod went straight away. I was like, "Oh my God, Alex, help me, mate. You need to like bring this in for me, like my bushwhacker." So I'm playing into this carp. I said, "That's not a big one at all, mate. Really not. It might even be a bream." I like laughing about it. Didn't really give him much of a fight. Managed to get it in, net it, small mirror, probably only about 5 pounds. Not gutted. Now, the whole reason why I come to this lake is for a bend in the rod. It's not to catch stonkers. There is a 30 pounder in here in this lake. So that's always the target fish. But I come to this lake because I want to put some fish on the bank. Sometimes you just need that break from the hardcore fishing. So I literally got that one, absolutely buzzing. I took a photo. I said, "Actually, we must take a photo because it might be my only carp of the night. So I need a photo for the podcast." So we got a photo of that one. Then basically checked my rig. It was all fine. No, actually, no, it wasn't. I decided to change that rig for some reason. I felt the hook, it didn't feel right. So I changed that rig to another one, just another made up rig, another spinner rig that I had in my bag. So I swapped that round basically. In fact, I dropped it down to a smaller hook as well. Must have dropped it down to like a size 10. It's quite a small hook, which Alex commented on again, saying, "What are you fishing like that small hook for?" I said, "Mate, this blatantly." I said, I tell you what, mate, last time I fished this lake, or the last few times I fished this lake on my own, for some reason I was losing some of my fish on the bigger hooks. As soon as I dropped it down to the smaller hooks, I started catching. So yeah, that's why I did it. I didn't really want to be losing fish, to be fair. I forgot something actually. Before I had that run, I actually had another run on that same rod. And literally I totally forgot about that, guys. I literally had, before I had that run, so I literally put that rod out, had a run almost straight away. Just goes back to, I don't know why I forgot about that. And literally I lost that one. That was definitely a carp, but it wasn't a massive one, but it's definitely a carp on there because it was giving me a bit of a fight. And it basically just come off, didn't see it, but it was definitely a carp. Didn't see it. So yeah, so I'm making up my, I put my second rig on, and then I basically go to put that one out, and then my left hand side rod goes. So I haven't even basically put this other rod back out, even in the bushwhacker, and my left hand side rod's gone now on the old sweet corn rig. Absolutely buzzing, going wow, awesome. So hitting to that, playing to that, just feel, it feel this one feels a little bit better, which was nice. So it gave me a bit of a better fight. It, as it seems to be in the winter on this lake, that the carp in there don't give you a great fight at the start. They seem to like, when you get them into the margins in front of you, they seem to wake up then, and then that's when they put the bit of the fight on. So that's exactly what this one did. Bit better fight than the last one anyway. Managed to land it. £10 common, £5-6 again, guesstimating, something like that. Didn't weigh it. Didn't take a photo of that one. Got on the mat, obviously. Didn't take a photo of it. Had a look at it, make sure it's all right. You know, always checking over the carp. You know, just make sure there's no damage to them, you know, from anything really. You know, obviously they can treat it. So, but there's no damage on that one at all. Put that one back. And then, yeah, then basically, yeah, got the other rod back out. Got that rod back out again on the same spots again. And then my right-hand side rod goes, literally pretty much goes again, almost straight away again. Absolutely buzzing. Hit into that one at this point now. So that it's like, I will say one thing, like it was a short space of time and not a short space of time, because I'm fishing literally the far side of the margins. It does actually take a little bit of time, not ages, but it does take more time than normal to bushwhacker it out rather than cast it out, which Alex always comments on this lake to me. He goes, Lee, you put so much effort in just to catch some small carp. Like, mate, look, it catches carp. Do you know what I mean? I just think the presentation it gives, especially on this lake, is, you know, is unreal. So he's always taking the mick out of me on that, because he basically can't be bothered to do it. And yeah, so I literally just had another fish then. That one gave me an even better fight. Landed that one. That turned out to be another mirror. Probably again 5 or 6 pounds. Not a monster at all in the slightest, but all the same, totally buzzing about it. I'll go over it again. The main reason why I've come to this lake is, you know, to put some carp on the bank. And obviously give, and wasn't the original plan, but put some confidence back in on the good old sweet corn rig again, which it has done already, to get that one fish then. So at this point now, we've had four runs, landed three fish, and it's still light. It's getting dark now. This fish now is actually getting dark. So literally we've only been there for, like, the rods have been out probably in total maybe about 45 minutes, 50 minutes, an hour, something like that. Wasn't really looking at the clock, to be fair. So on that map, in an hour, we've done like four fish, and as I say, landed three. So absolutely buzzing. And at this point, Alex had none. So there's him commenting at me, taking the mick out of me, but I'm the one putting fish on the bank again. So I thought that was quite amusing. Didn't comment on that, though. Didn't think it would be right. So basically got the rods back out again. And by the time I got the rods out now, it was dark. And I said to Alex, you know, I could do with a break. I think it sounded, when I said, I thought, oh, you sound like you're just being a twat saying that, you know, just, you know, you're brilliant. But it wasn't, I wanted a bit of a break. I'd been at work all day. I wanted just to get the red rods out and have a chat with you and just, you know, chill out for a bit. So I deliberately actually dropped it off the spot a bit just to see what would happen. And to try and have a break as well, which sounds stupid when you're going fishing to try and catch fish, but it worked. I didn't actually get a run. we basically, Alex had a good old chat, and it was getting to about, what time was it? It was about 8:30. And we were basically, I said, oh, Alex was saying just before that, you know, he goes, it does seem to be that the trend down here. It seemed to like catch fish at the start of the session before it gets dark. And then it just dies off, I've said it before. I'm sure I talked about it on a podcast before. And I've definitely told other anglers on the lake down here, this lake wakes up, like, you know, like basically when the light starts going down, the lake just comes alive. Fish start moving. All different fish start moving around, like perch chasing little fish around. Carp are moving around more. It's certainly this time of the year, and it really is the case. And it does certainly die off for a bit. So, and I said, oh, I don't know if we're going to get any more now. And I said, I'm tempted to recast my rebushwhacker my rods back out again. I said to him, I just don't know what to do. And he goes, oh, I'm not going to bother doing mine. It's 8:30. We're going to be leaving around about 9-ish anyway. And then saying that, my left-hand rod goes off again. No, it was my right-hand rod with the SLK on. My right-hand rod goes on again. So I literally just run down to it, hit into it. I was like, Alex, yeah, this feels like definitely a much better fish than the other ones. So that was pretty good. It really gave me a good fight. Got it into the margins, well, and it was literally just holding down, just butting away, holding down. And I had to put my rod in the rod tip in the water and hold it to the right because it was trying to like push to the left hand side of my other rod where my other line was, and I was so worried that it was going to get around the other line and then basically wrap itself up there and then potentially lose it, or obviously ruin the other spot as well when other bait's on. So basically just had to keep a bit of pressure on with a rod tip under the water, like basically pulling it to the right, and eventually I pulled it free. At that point, it sort of swam round in a circle, come round. Alex goes, that's a tench. And I went, yeah, that's definitely a tench. You can tell by the colour and the shape of it. And at that point, I'm not going to lie, ladies and gentlemen, I was absolutely buzzing because I don't seem to catch many tench. There's not a lot of tench in the waters that we fish. If there is some in there, but not there's not many of them, to be fair. And I was like, Alex, I really want to catch this fish. I mean, I haven't had one in a long time now. And it's just, and this one looks all right. And it was just giving me a cracking fight. It probably took me about, I don't know, maybe like about 2 minutes. Now, 2 minutes isn't a long time, but when you're playing a fish, it does seem a long time then. And eventually I managed to land this fish. But just as I was it, that was it. Just as I was landing this fish, Alex was there with me, obviously. His alarm goes off. I was like, oh my God, wicked. Alex run around there. I then finished the netting off this fish. Like, I had a quick look at it and, yeah, this is quite a nice tench. Definitely buzzing with it. Left it in the net, unhooked it in the water, left it in the net. So it was all in the water. Walked around to Alex's swim. Literally, it's only like, next to me. He's playing into this fish. He goes, oh, it feels like a bream. I went, no, mate. I said, well, I suppose we could get a double photo here. So he basically was playing this fish. It was coming in really easy. And then all of a sudden, boom, it started giving him a much better fight. Typically what I just said a minute ago, the carp in here this time of year certainly just don't fight when you hook them. But as soon as you get them into the margins, they just seem to wake up. And this fight was just giving him a cracking little fight. And he was playing this fish for probably about 1 or 2 minutes. Yet again, it feels like quite a while. Eventually netted this fish. I was like, Alex, that is definitely the biggest carp of the night. Got it on the map. And it was guesstimating again, 9-10 pound, something like that. Didn't get a photo. He's not really interested in the photos, to be fair. But yeah, fair play. It was a nice one. He didn't want the double photo. I was a little bit disappointed by that. I do like to get that photo. So he put that one back and went back round to my swim. Got the tench out, had a look at it. Absolutely buzzing, really am, ladies and gentlemen. Big old tail. How much did it weigh? 5 pound maybe. Didn't weigh it. Not my biggest PB tench. But as I just said a minute ago, I was absolutely buzzing to actually have a tench out again. So I got a photo of that one. At this point in time now, I haven't decided what the podcast photo is going to be, whether it's going to be a carp or a tench. Obviously, you guys will know by now, because you would have seen the photo up there. I'm quite tempted to put the tench up, to be fair. But the carp I probably put on my Instagram. So go and check out my Quest Fishing Adventures podcast on Instagram. Give me a follow on there, ladies and gentlemen. And the other fish will be on there as well. Yeah, so we got a photo of this tench, absolutely buzzing. And it was then I said, Alex, you know what? It's about 8:40 now, 8:45 or something like that. I said, look, let's just pack up now. So it was happy to do so. So we literally just packed up. Big smiles on our faces. Both walked away with putting a fish on the bank, which was good because I tell you what, we went through a bit of a run last year where we struggled to both catch a fish in the same session. So it was absolutely buzzing that it actually happened again. I was obviously buzzing with the amount of runs that I had yet again on that spot. SLK doing the business again. Great to see the pop-up sweet corn doing the job. Definitely pop-up sweet corn is definitely an underestimated bait. I'm really going to use it in my fishing this season, definitely on Lily's Lake and definitely on other lakes going forward. And I will say with the, I can't remember the brand of it. I really can't remember the brand that this brand's come out. I can't remember who makes it. And I will find out next in my next podcast when I use it, I'll make sure I drop in there what it is. So it's a artificial sweet corn. Some of you guys probably know what it is already. I just can't remember the name of it, which actually isn't plastic. So it's actually dissolvable. So because quite a few lakes, none of the lakes I fish are actually banning plastic baits. I mean, when you think about it, you've got carp that are, you know, potentially swallowing the plastic baits on the hook, or you know, or they're coming off and then carp are swimming around swallowing them, you know, just not on a hook and swallowing, which isn't good. None of us want to be eating plastic, so why should the carp? So that's why a lot of fisheries, you know, have banned it. I believe it's for that reason, which makes sense to me. It could be other reasons as well. So anyway, there's this corns. I think they're called corns, actually. They are called corns. Quite expensive, but they dissolve. So they're fish friendly, which is actually brilliant. And they're so buoyant. They are really buoyant. One thing I have struggled with the plastics in the past is you'll get some plastics. Some of them aren't so buoyant, but these are really buoyant. So and it's nice to get a really buoyant one because it's easy then to counteract it down with a little weight just behind the hook, just to balance it out perfect. So they're really decent. They're really bright. So I do recommend, if you like your sweet corn, corns, get some. Absolutely brilliant. Yeah, they're definitely cool. I'm sure they are. So yeah, I've been using them. So yeah, I totally lost where I was going with all this. I really do apologize. But anyway, yeah, so that was the fish. That was the session done. Absolutely buzzing. So I might have to go back there again this week. We'll see. I just the weather's still bad. Tempted to go back. But anyway, you guys, you'll find out because I'll do another podcast on that one anyway. So once again, thank you so much for listening to my podcast. I really do appreciate your love and your support. As I say always, I get some lovely comments from you guys. Some of you guys send me your pictures, your PM, your private message me them. Absolutely think they're brilliant that you guys do that. I just love to see what other people are catching. Thanks once again. Gonna end this one here. Take care of yourself. If you go fishing from now to my next podcast, let's hope you put a big one on the bank. Take care of yourself. Tight lines. If you're not done already, guys, you could do me a massive favour and hit me up on Instagram. Just search Quest Fishing Adventures. On there, I'm uploading some photos and some short videos. You can also ask me questions or give me some advice too. That'd be absolutely mega. Anyway, take care of yourself, guys, and tight lines, and see you in my next podcast.